Make it fun. Make it really about you. One of the questions I started asking all my couples is like, what are they most looking forward to on the wedding day? Like, true. What are you most looking forward to? Most people say ceremony and then the party. So if those are your two answers, then you have to think of like, okay, well, if the ceremony is really important, then like also look at making the ceremony really like fun and sort of interesting and add as much to it as you can, right? Because it's such a big lead up, right, to that day. And then if the party is really important to you, then make that even more fun, right? Like add some cool things. Like I absolutely loved it this year because there was those foam glow sticks. There was the sunglasses trends. I mean, all the cowboy hats with the light up. Like I love that stuff. Like give me more of that. Like I want to see more and more and more of that. More.
Path to Business, the podcast. We are your hosts, Luke and Bethany Barrett. We're a husband and wife team building a legacy with our three children that we're so damn proud of. Full-time wedding photographer and videographer operating a thriving six-figure business.
We share all our best strategies from the lessons that we've learned along the way.
Featuring other amazing businesses so you can genuinely get inspired.
This is your Path to Business.
Welcome back. Today we're going to be chatting about all of our favorite things on a wedding day.
Favorite things.
Yeah, I'm excited about this.
Food.
Luke's first favorite thing is food, of course.
And what's your favorite thing?
I love details. Not just like rings and, you know, invitations and all of that. I absolutely love when it's like little details that have a big impact. I mean, we did a whole episode on those. But it's just something that somebody's really been looking forward to. Like, for instance, for my wedding, I was really looking forward to my dad walking me down the aisle and my first dance with him because I really wanted a specific song, even though that song didn't play because our DJ messed it up. But the idea was there. I was really looking forward to those things. Like, if I think back of my whole life, those are moments that I was looking forward to. I do realize now that I just said I wasn't necessarily looking forward to marrying you, but...
That's okay. I figured it was just in there, you know, part of the group. It's a package deal.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely was happy to marry you, but those were the things before I even met you that I was looking forward to. So those are the details that matter to me because those are the ones that make every single wedding unique and different. And that's like, especially now that I think when we first started, we didn't go to the same venues all the time. It was very much like a mixed bag. Whereas now I feel like we go to the same venues a lot. And what keeps it different and what keeps it exciting is those little details that are different at each one and the moments that people are really looking forward to. That's what I really get excited about.
Yeah, that's true. Like the individual details that really make a wedding special. And that's half of the reason why this job is so fun is that you never know what you're going to get yourself into. Every day is different. The weather is very different. There could be situations if you're getting married downtown, what's happening downtown, traffic, people. The couple is always different. Do they have a planner? And, you know, what do they design? What are the colors that they're going to use? And then you start a day, you get to where you need to go.
You get excited about colors?
No, I'm just, designs. I didn't say, those aren't things that I get specifically.
Because you sound unexcited right now. About what you're talking about. Because colors and the flowers.
I was getting to the part where I was going to start talking about how I get to prep and there's always extra food.
Okay.
You interrupted me at the best part.
Yeah. Well, get to it because clearly none of the other stuff about the wedding is exciting other than the free food is what you're trying to say.
I was piggybacking on your point. Saying that every wedding is cool and different.
But
and
you just
I
said,
like that.
You just
I
said.
Didn't say it's my favorite, but it's a reason why I like this job. And then another reason is the free food I get at lunchtime because we usually start between 12 and 1, somewhere around there. And even though I've had a breakfast and a lunch at home, I'm hungry. Okay. And sometimes it's just Timbits. And for you American people, donut holes. And then sometimes it's like full blown sandwiches and subs and that makes me happy. Because a lot of the times too, we get there and we're like, okay, we're ready to start shooting. And they're like, oh, well, we're just finishing up here. It's like, well, I got 10 minutes to kill. Better eat that sandwich.
Okay, so any couples and future couples, just note that Luke is very excited about your day because he's excited to eat your sandwiches. We should put that on the website. I think that should be added now, that Luke is very excited about your day, mostly because of the sandwiches at lunch. And then the steak at night, you know, like that's what you're really excited
about. They
should
know that. Yeah, they should probably know that before hiring us.
Do you think that was what most guys do, or do you think that that's just you?
Probably just me.
You think so?
Well, why would most guys do it?
Because most guys love food.
Yeah. Do most guys also burp and fart all the time?
I mean, that's just what you do.
That's what I mean. That's what I do. So how do I translate that into that's what every guy does?
I mean,
does.
I assume so. Yeah. I assume most guys just burp and fart all the time.
Yeah. Have you heard my dad do any of those?
Your dad is a special being, though. You know, I mean, you've never even heard him fart. So.
Yeah. Told you. It's going to be part of his will.
Yeah.
I just want one recording of him farting.
Yeah, that was my request, just to be honest.
How is that your request?
I requested it.
I did.
I said, I want one recording before you die of you farting, just so that we can hear one.
Yeah, and it's got to be into one of these mics so that we get nice, crisp, bassy fart.
Boop. he's going to love this when he
hears. The food thing, yes. Of course, the food thing is good, and I like it. But I think what keeps me going and what is one of my favorite parts is really being able to be myself at a wedding and laughing and having a good time. I do say a lot of jokes, and sometimes they're not the same taste as other people, but that's okay because
not
I'll just
always.
Keep...
I would say most of them hit.
Yeah.
Like somebody gets your joke.
I know.
It might not be me because I'm so serious on a wedding day.
And I'm only saying about a third of the jokes that are in my head. So I refine a lot of it.
I live with him full time. So if anybody has experienced the Luke effect, then you know what I'm talking about. He just likes to drop jokes all the time. And I just don't laugh at your jokes that much. Maybe because I'm just so used to them.
I know.
Is that sad for you?
A little bit, but now the kids are starting to laugh at my jokes, so at least I have a new audience to try my material.
It's not because you're not funny. I just think I'm funnier than you.
Mm, you have your moments.
I mean, I'm pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'm funnier than you on a wedding day, I think.
Oh, on a wedding day? I don't think so.
I think so.
We're going to have to do a little challenge next time.
Maybe we'll do a poll. We can ask our couples who's the funnier one.
Ooh, I wonder who they would pick, actually.
I wonder who they'd pick. But it'd have to be like a fair poll. You know, not just like our friends, like it'd have to be like our only clients can vote.
Yeah, clients. Yeah.
I think I'm funnier, but if you think you're funnier, I guess it's hard for me because I get really focused on a wedding day. Like I get really, really focused and get very serious about things because I kind of have like a running checklist in my head. I don't know. Do you do that or do you just kind of like wing it?
If you're there, I just wing it.
Of course you do.
Yeah. If you're not there, then I'm a little bit more serious about what I need to do and cover because I don't have you guiding them.
Oh.
Even when I'm with another photographer, I always have to think about what I need, and that can dumb down my joke creativity when I have to think about actual things.
I would say, just based on obviously shooting so many weddings with you, that your favorite part is really connecting with people while you're eating. Like,
wow.
It'll be like family photo time when it's kind of crazy, and you'll be helping me with quotation marks, helping, you know, kind of guiding people ish. But your thing is like, you'll kind of have like a sandwich or like a little slider, and you'll put it in your mouth and you're like, yeah, you go over here, blah, 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 just like eating. And then like, you're just like happy. It's just like your little happy hour. Like cocktail hour for you is like happy hour.
Happy hour.
Because well, Luke gets to eat again.
Sometimes I even have a beer in my hand.
I know.
While I'm shooting. And that just goes to show that I'm great at what I do. And I wonder what people think of that sometimes.
Do you? No, you don't. You don't think about that.
Well, not in the moment.
No.
But most of the time, we're just so busy that it's really hard to even get that. And not all venues give alcohol to their vendors.
Oh, don't even get us started about that. Okay, I would say that that's a dislike of things. If venues don't give alcohol to vendors, we don't want to work at those venues.
Or just at least like a Coke for free.
A Coke for free. Yeah. Like you don't even have to give us alcohol.
No.
But the fact that you don't want to give us like any food or any alcohol even. I mean, you know, couples know when they hire us that like you like to have a good beer. We like to have like I like to have a glass of wine. Like that's just like standard. Most of the time by the time we get like to actually sit down or have a drink is not till like 7 o'clock at night. And at that point, we still sometimes have hours left to go. We need it. Like I literally will go up to the bartender sometimes and be like, I just need a Diet Coke. I need some caffeine here. Like it's not that I'm like exhausted. I'm just like, you're so on, like, especially me. I find like I have to be on the entire time. Like I don't show up to a wedding day and sort of just like get through it. It's never like that. I am bringing like the best version of myself and I am like giving every single thing that I got. I'm using my brain at like the max capacity that I can do on a wedding day. And by the time things have like calmed down and I feel like I've gotten like 90% of my list of things that I have to get done, like captured, that's when I can finally say like, okay, like I need to have a drink.
Yeah, because I've seen you when you don't use your brain and there's a big difference.
I mean, you get to live with me all the time. So, you know, when I don't use my brain, it's not that fun, actually. But I mean, it's exhausting, right? It really takes a toll. And I don't think people Buttings understand that it's like, imagine your most productive day ever. Usually it's like an hour or two. Imagine doing that for like 8 hours plus straight of just being on your most productive self that you could be, right? And there's no real breaks.
No.
We don't really get a break, you know?
Well, the time is the only breaks that we get, but we're really just driving from one place to the other. So,
and we're thinking about all the things that we have to do. We're having a snack.
We're thinking about all the things that we didn't do already, and we have to make sure that we do it later.
Yeah. I mean, we're supposed to be talking about our favorite things, so maybe we should get back to that.
Yeah. Some of my favorite things is eating in the car. While we're speaking of taking breaks.
Yeah. I really love when, like, couples are really like organized, like more organized than I am. Like, I love that. I love it when as much as I'm on and like, I want to sort of take that off of my couple's plates that I'll like make sure that we try to get every single thing that we talked about. The couples that are in it with me that are excited about it and they're like, okay, let's pop champagne or like, okay, next we're going to do this. Like, I love that. I love it when they're just as involved and so excited about every step and can help just also just bring that energy up on the day. I feel like that to me is so much more fun. It really just sets the tone for the rest of the day as well. And when I come in on a wedding day, like I'm thinking of like a million things. I'm like, okay, I come in and I'm looking at the space that I have because it's usually like, that's like the first thing that I'm thinking about is like, okay, where am I going to do like 90% of the photos in this tiny ass room? And there's 8 of them. And so I really just feel like there's so much going on in my brain. So when a couple is like organized, so they have like all the details ready for me. And they are asking me if I need anything, if there's somebody dedicated even to that. It doesn't even have to be the bride or the groom that's asking me. It could be just, you know, a bridesmaid or best man that's asking me if I need anything or pointing me to things, because that just makes my job easier. When I have to come in and the space is destroyed, nothing is organized, even though we've given them all these tips, the space is really small and things are running behind. Like, honestly, it just sets the tone that this is going to be difficult sort of right from the beginning. So to me, you know, having somebody who's really on top of everything and is extra organized and is just kind of keeping track of things, those are my people. That's my favorite part. Like literally my favorite.
And then on top of that is in the family photos, not just the prep, but get to the family photos and people actually want to do a good job and are listening, because it just involves so many different people. And some people are just there that are like, I'm just a guest, you know, even though it's like an aunt or an uncle or whatever, that's part of the family photo list. They don't really care about the family photos and it shows. So if there's a family that's really there to work with us to make sure that that happens as best as possible. And like you said, having somebody dedicated to help you get family members is a huge bonus. And if the bride and groom are also on your side, because that can also be a time when they are trying to mingle, they're trying to talk to people, especially if they didn't do a first look. And it can be hard if they're not on board and listening to get other people on board.
Yeah.
Because they're going to see that the bride and groom are just, you know, chatting away, whatever. And it could really prolong the process of doing family photos.
We're very particular when it comes to family photos. We have a system in place that we found has worked really, really well for us. And when the couple is really invested in those family photos as well, by having helpers, and also if they can tell that their family members are just not listening to us, I've had that multiple times where, like, basically as people come up, they're like, okay, empty your pockets, put your purses down, put your drinks down. Like, you know, people that are invested in that process to make it go as smoothly as possible is just easier. And also just like the couples, like I know that couples want to like hug everyone and say hi to everyone, but I have to tell them sadly that they can't really move around, right? Like I kind of get them in a place and every time they move, then I have to kind of like replace them or pull on the groom suit or fix the bride's hair or, you know, fix the placement because they've moved out of like the center of the space that we're using, right? There's so many little things that can kind of slow things down. Now, we do give couples a very like rough estimate of how long things will take based on how many numbers of photos that they have, right? But that can drastically change based on how many that they're doing in that short amount of time, right? So, and how much people are listening. I could have 10 combinations take 30 minutes because people don't listen, or I could have 30 combinations take 15 minutes because everybody did listen, right? Yeah. So it's just it really does make or break the day when it comes to that. So that is probably my favorite things is people being like extra organized, like more organized than me on a wedding day. Like those are my people.
Another thing that I really enjoy on the day is when people are just having fun without having to tell them to have fun.
I know.
Especially wedding parties or close relatives and people surrounding the bride and groom, because the energy does really rub off on the people around you. So when you have a really stiff wedding party that doesn't really dance or doesn't really, you know, say a bunch of jokes and do more animated stuff, it's mostly for any candid video things that I want to take, because most people don't dance around and act silly, but maybe if you're surrounded by people that did all the time, that you would let loose a little bit.
I mean, there's a fine line, right? Like I like people who want to have fun but are like responsible. Does that make sense? Like they know when it's appropriate to have fun, but they also can like dial it back in the sense of like, they're not like so having so much fun that they're like driving me nuts a little bit because they're not listening, right? So I'm kind of on the fence of, I want them to have a good time, but I also want them to listen to me. And there's like a bit of a fine line when it comes to that. So I love it when a couple will say like, listen to Bethany, because she knows what's up. And if you don't listen to her, like you're going to pay for it or whatever. And that just kind of also gives me authority. So yes, please keep giving me authority like that. I do enjoy it. I do kind of go on a power trip and I love it. I essentially, if somebody doesn't listen to me, I'm going to make fun of them. That's how I deal with it. Be like, ooh, you're the fun one today. I guess I know who that is. And then I like call them out, be like, oh, Scott's being Scott.
Yeah, but it's almost like a polite way to be like, you should probably tone it down. You know, I don't want to be your mom and or be a teacher and be like, you need to do this. Because there's that fine line of, cool, you can like make fun of them or whatever. But if they're constantly being the problem child in the equation, especially when you're doing like bridal party and you're just trying to get through it.
Yeah.
Then it can take as much as family photos can suck. Wedding party stuff can also suck because of a certain person, or if they like drank or smoked before or whatever it is. There's a lot of different factors that go into it. Like just try to be as sober as you can through some of the important things, because we know you want to have fun, but if you can't contain yourself, then you're right. Like there's that responsible and fun.
Like I get like it's your day and you want to have fun, but like it's hard for me to do my job too, right? So I think, limiting that is also important. I think that there's like I've seen that perfect balance where people are having a good time. They're getting to have fun. Like it's just like good vibes all day, but they're not wasted. So there is balance. I've seen it multiple times.
Well, there's times of the day where you just need to listen and go where we tell you to go.
It'll go faster that way. Like right? Just know, like if there's anything that you can take from this whole episode, is that the quicker you listen, the quicker you do what it is that we ask you to do, the quicker you'll get to be done whatever it is that we're trying to achieve.
That's how I teach my children. the quicker you do your chores and stop complaining about it, the quicker you'll be done. You can get back to doing the fun stuff.
Yeah, like nobody wants a timeout, but if Scott's going to misbehave, there's going to be some timeouts, right?
Going to be some consequences.
There's going to be some consequences here, right? So,
and the worst consequence is if you're a groom or somebody marrying somebody is the other person obviously wants these photos and videos and they're acting normal and you're the one that's causing us to not deliver on what we promise we're going to do.
Yeah. And that's
so just... you're the biggest loser.
Loser.
La who? The her.
We're aging ourselves now.
I know, right?
Okay. What are some of your other favorite things on a wedding day? We've talked
more
about
more favorite
food.
Stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Choreographed first dances.
Yeah.
That's another one that I really enjoy. It's definitely part of it. I definitely look forward to weddings that have that because to me, it tells me two things. One, it's going to be entertaining. Like the couple has put some thought and effort into wanting to make this enjoyable for their guests, for their vendors.
We should add that to our questionnaire. We should ask if people are doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just so we know. Because I feel like sometimes we get caught off guard. They're like, oh, yeah, we're doing a dance. Like, ooh, okay. I mean, it doesn't really change
very
much.
I usually ask when we do consults. It's one of my questions that I get there.
I know.
Mostly if people ask me, oh, I really want a video, edited video of my first dance. And I go, well, it better be choreographed.
I know, but it's not always something, like that's a detail that I don't always keep in my head. I just.
I mean, as a photographer, who cares? Really?
I mean, kind of. Okay, so choreographed first dances.
Yeah, or even grand entrances that have some thought put into it, which is kind of cool too.
I love a good grand entrance.
I know.
Like, I love a really well planned out one. I've seen one and I really hope that somebody does it here one day where it's like the maid of honor and like the best man and they like come in and then like the best man like trips and then
starts
twerking on the dance floor. Oh, I wish that somebody would do that at one of our weddings because it's so funny. Like stuff like that. Oh, I love
that.
You
need the right group of people to pull it off,
I
think.
Ooh, I just thought of a cool idea. Even like a shot cart, you know, like a little shot cart, but for like the bridal party to come in and like hand out shots to everybody and everybody like holds onto a shot until the couple comes in and then they grab a shot and everybody does a shot together.
And they come into the song Shots.
Ooh, shot. Ooh. Yeah. Okay, we're gonna have to tell people to do that now.
Tell people. Do you want to be your guinea pigs? Is an idea.
Okay, I think that people need to understand this. I think I've said it before, but I'm gonna say it again. You need to understand that a lot of these fun ideas on a wedding day that you see in our videos, it's not just our couples who come up with them, it's us too. Like, I know for sure there's multiple weddings that we've shot that it was us suggesting that they do something fun and we give them some ideas and they go with it. And let me tell you, it's always so much fun when they listen to us. It doesn't always turn out. I always think of we did some smoke bombs at a venue downtown and the wind changed on us like halfway through when they pulled the smoke bombs. So we had to like run through the smoke and like get them to turn around and come back the other way. Obviously, it's just chaos, but it was super funny. Like, and it was actually really cool footage and just, you know, we just went with it. But it was such a funny moment of just like things that like are fun, but also, you know, just that was my idea. I guess that's what I'm just trying to say, that a lot of these fun
Bethany
ideas.
Bethany just wants her credit.
I do. I love to add the fun. It's one of my number one questions. Maybe that's another question we should add to our questionnaire. What is something fun that you're going to do on your wedding day? Tell me below.
Yeah, and if they put nothing, then we're not the right fit for you.
We're not the right fit if you don't want to have fun, okay?
Yeah, you just lost your deposit.
But not really, but kind of. You have to have fun.
I think that people
don't understand. And fun doesn't need to be smoke bombs. I mean, they're pretty cool, though. I mean, I hope that more couples do them. I don't want to see them go away.
It's about them actually thinking about doing something fun.
Yeah, make it fun. Make it really about you. One of the questions I started asking all my couples is like, what are they most looking forward to on the wedding day? Like, what are you most looking forward to? Most people say ceremony and then the party. So if those are your two answers, then you have to think of like, okay, well, if the ceremony is really important, then like also look at making the ceremony really like fun and sort of interesting and add as much to it as you can, right? Because it's such a a big lead up, right, to that day. And then if the party is really important to you, then make that even more fun, right? Like add some cool things. Like I absolutely loved it this year because there was those foam glow sticks. There was the sunglasses trends. I mean, all the cowboy hats with the light up. Like I love that stuff. Like give me more of that. Like I want to see more and more and more of that. More, please. More and more and more.
I want to see more of the garter tosses, like the garter retrievals that are really funny where shirts get ripped off and, you know.
But I feel like that's one of those things that's going away, like a bouquet toss and a garter.
The bouquet toss has never been super entertaining. I feel like it's hard to make it entertaining. I don't know if you like, unless you shoot it out of a cannon or something. And hopefully it doesn't disintegrate in the air. But
that'd be really funny, actually.
Right? Like those like t-shirt cannons or whatever it is.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom. We've seen some sparkler exits, which can be a lot of fun.
They're not really my favorite, though. Can we just put that up there? Sparkler exits? Well, it's like they're always, okay.
They're done at night. And people are usually drunk by then, and we have to back up as they're coming down. I'm always so afraid they're going to burn me.
Yeah. I literally had a guy last year. He like kept trying to tap me on the shoulder with it before it was lit, and I almost had to tell him to like F off because it was just like, if you burn me, man, or like poke my eye out, like what if I turned around as you were tapping me on the shoulder with this thing? And I like poked my eye out, you know, like, ugh, that's, I guess maybe they're just not my favorite because of the people that have to hold them.
Yeah. Right? True. Yeah.
But this is about our favorite things. So.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just put this out there.
Let's change gears.
My favorite thing at a party as well has to be some really amazing strobe lights and lights on a dance floor. There's a venue that's literally 5 minutes from us and man, do they do their party
setup,
right?
Their lighting setup is quite
their party setup. I mean, I'm just gonna call them out. Aquatopia, you guys, you have nailed the party vibe. Anybody who gets married there, if you are not ready to have a like throw down and have a good party, then you're gonna be blown away because that's exactly what you're gonna get from that place. Is it's such a good party vibe atmosphere. And they say that nobody has fallen in the pond. But I don't know. I don't know here.
Yeah, in case you guys don't know, they have a koi pond right beside the dance floor.
Yeah.
And there's fish in there.
Yeah. So, and they said no one's fallen in, but I beg to differ.
It's been years they've been open. So, I mean, it's really tough. I almost see people falling in every time that I'm there. And we're only there a few times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There must have been some close calls.
But it is, it is such a good party vibe. I wish,
true.
I want
a good
more.
Party. That's another favorite thing is people actually on the dance floor.
Yeah.
And like interacting with you. I feel like sometimes I go, I sneak my way in there and I make eye contact with somebody and I go, all right, like here we go. We're going to dance together and I'm filming it. And then they just don't do it. They like turn away or they just like, you know, and that's it. But. No, give me some more.
Well, I saw this, you know, that guy that we were talking about down in Australia, and I saw one of his videos that he put. And while he's doing the big group photo, he actually announces to everybody, he goes, hi, my name is blah, 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 and I'm going to be the photographer today. If you need a photo, come see me. This person here is also doing photos. If you need a photo, go see her. If you see this person, she's doing video. And if you see her on the dance floor, don't stop whatever it is that you're doing. Keep dancing, keep going. And I think that that is something that I'm going to bring into this year is kind of using that time where I have everybody's attention to kind of do that announcement so that this way they know, okay, well, if they see you or they see us coming to just keep doing what they're doing, don't just like shy away from what it is that we're trying to capture. So I think that anyways, again, see, you get inspired, you learn things.
True.
This is something that I'm going to be bringing into this season.
Because another thing that people might do is because our cameras are identical, they think that I'm taking a photo. So they'll just be like, ha ha.
Yeah. But this way, if I introduce you, I think it'd be better.
That's what I mean. I think it would break that barrier of people not knowing what I'm doing.
Yeah. And then also, I mean, we've done it before where we said, hey, if you're looking for a photo, ask me or my second and they'll take photos of you. But I think it's just like a nice way to say, again, about the dance floor thing. So yes, please, absolutely this year, dance with us because we are looking for that content right now. I am.
Yeah. Do you want to be famous?
Yeah. Do you want to be famous?
This is how you get famous.
Yeah. You dance really cool to and you sing all the lyrics to a song.
More singable lyrics. Yeah, exactly.
You sing all the lyrics to a song. You want to get me away from the dance floor that you put on that song. That's for sure.
Yeah. We're going to the bar and spend some money. Just a little inside joke.
Any other things that are your favorites about a wedding
favorites,
day?
Favorites.
Okay, for me, I have to say it's speeches. Certain speeches. Good ones. I love a good speech. I hate terrible ones, but I love...
I love hate thing.
I hate long ones. I like ones that are very well-written, that kind of have like a little play on funny, a little play on emotional, like in the most wholesome way. It kind of connects everybody in the room, right? About their sort of love towards that couple that's getting married. And for me, and probably for you, we get like that full circle moment. And we talked about this a lot when we first started, is that we get to know our couples, say, over a year or 2 years. Yeah. And we get to sort of follow them online and they get to know us. At the wedding is when we get to know their family, right? Like we get to hang out with their best friends. We get to hang out with their whole entire family, everybody that is very important to them. And we get to hang out with them all day. And we get to be there on the biggest party, the biggest, most celebratory day for them on that they'll probably ever have in their life. And we are there to capture it and encapsulate it. It's like the final sort of touch that we get to really know our couples full circle. We get to know what they were like growing up, whether good or bad. The funny stories that kind of make them the way that they are. How many times have you come up to me or you've looked at me across the room and been like, oh, wow, we're just the same.
Yeah, relatable.
It's so relatable. So to me, the speeches that make you and I look at each other or laugh at each other because it's just like you or that's just like me, those are my favorite too.
Well, not just speeches, the vows sometimes as well.
Yeah.
And they have that, the story where it's very, very relatable between me and you. Sometimes I catch myself looking at you like, oh, you don't let me put my cold feet under your butt to like warm up or something. I don't know. I can't think of a good example, but, and I'd be like, she does that.
Yeah. We're very relatable. I think that way.
And we bring that to every wedding, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, my favorite thing is working with you on a wedding day.
Aww, oh, are you so cute? Oh, how come I didn't think of that?
I know. Uh-oh.
Points for you.
Yay.
Points for you.
I got a pony.
Points for you. You get to work with me. Why is it your favorite working with me?
Because I don't even have to be on. I can just turn my brain off. No. I think it's because of, just how easy it makes a day. Not only because I don't have to think as much, but also because our goal is very similar. Like the way we approach a timeline is very similar. And because sometimes I don't shoot photo, I shoot video with another photographer, and that can be difficult to manage. And it can just create a lot of unneeded stress in a day when we should all be on the same team and work towards a goal. And that mentality is not always shared across every vendor that's on a wedding day. When it's me and you, I think it's just easier because we also just play off each other. We say jokes all the time. We argue in front of people. Like, we make it more real. We tell people, oh, this is what you can expect.
This is real marriage.
Yeah, exactly. Or like, no, you step aside. I need to get the son over here.
I think it's also really cool working with you because we have the same, like, we have the same mentality about how we approach things, and we also have each other's back, right? I think that's probably the hardest part about you working with random photographers is that they don't have your back. They'll just take the couple and go somewhere and not tell you probably 100% of the time. It's very rare that a photographer will wait for the videographer. I won't start a ceremony until I know you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll stop things. I'll stop a speech. I'll stop everything. Other photographers don't.
Sometimes we even get like a little date night. We get our own little table.
Yeah, and we get to hold hands.
That's right.
We get like clam hand.
We get a little. Yeah, they're pretty clam right now. And we get a little candlelit dinner.
Yeah.
A little steak dinner. You could just pretend I cooked medium rare.
Because you suck at cooking steak.
Yeah, I'm just really good at cooking well done.
Yeah, burnt.
It's not burnt. It's well done.
No, well done is disgusting. Anybody who wants a well done steak should not be eating steak. Just get a hamburger.
Yeah. Do I buy a lot of steak? Do I feel like I'm the person who buys a lot of steaks now?
No, because you don't know how to cook them.
Montreal steak spice. That's all you need. Well done. Spice it up. Good to go.
You just cover everything in hot sauce anyway, so you don't really taste anything. Whereas I actually taste food, and I like it to taste good.
Yeah, but I can't deal with the chewiness of a rare piece of meat.
No, it's not chewy. It's so much chewier when it's well done. No, it's not. Yeah, look at us arguing. This is real life. This is real marriage.
Yeah, wait, we're still on a podcast right now? Do you have any more thoughts on favorite things? I know we talked a lot about things that aren't favorite.
I love when clients hire a planner, a good planner.
Oh, and feed us at the same time as the head table.
Yeah.
Well, these are all things that we've talked about before. I'm trying to think of new things that we haven't mentioned like 100 times in every podcast. Because yeah, it's all things that make our life so much easier.
I know. But the thing is I love it when couples have that, because then I don't have to be that person. I don't have to be the runaround person. And I don't know if couples really understand what I mean when I say the runaround person. But there's so many times in a day that things will just happen. And if there's nobody else other than me there as like somebody who's been to more than one possible wedding, usually that will land on, you know, on us or our team or whatever to kind of manage something. And it doesn't make for a good day.
I feel like I'm there to serve them. They like hired us to do a purpose, right? And that's why sometimes, even though it's not really our job to do something like to run an errand or to take care of this, if nobody else is stepping up to the plate, I'll generally volunteer myself and be like, hey, you know, like I'm here to make your day easier.
Instead of,
you know, focusing on how I can get the next best shot, I can.
Yeah. Like I'll sew your dress. Yeah. I'll do this, you know, but I mean, it should.
I can
really
run up to your room and get like the shoes that you left there, then I can go and do that.
But then we're not capturing moments, right? Like that's the thing. That's the payoff is you don't hire somebody else to sort of take care of that or have a runaround person for the day, then that ends up being us. And you didn't hire us to do that, right? That's the thing. So my favorite is definitely people who are organized and have a planner or have like a runaround person for the day. Also people who think about making our life easier too, right? Like I feel like I love it when couples are like, well, what would make it easier for you?
Some people just don't know to ask that. Mm-hmm. When you go get your hair done, do you ever ask them, like, what can I do to make your life easier?
I guess I see what you're saying. But the thing is with our job, there's so many things that can make it easier, right? Like, but again, people don't necessarily know. And that's part of our job is to educate people, right? And I think we do a good job of that. Hope you enjoyed this little fun episode about some of our favorite things on a wedding day. I really think that it's important to highlight them because those are some of the things that really make our job fun and make us want to keep doing it over and over and over again. And it's important for couples to know, right? Again, that education piece. I think that if you don't know what you don't know, and well, now you do.
There are definitely a lot of moving pieces on a wedding day. And as much as you think hiring the best people and the people that you trust is going to make your day a lot easier, you can always see about us. We're humans too. What would make our day easier? You know, should you put hot sauce at my table? Probably. should you have a lot of food at your prep? Most likely. There are just some things that will just make me happier. And a happy Luke is a fun Luke, is a better Luke. So make us happy and we'll make you happy.
I mean, it's only going to make your stuff better, right? Right? Yeah. I think that about that all the time. If you treat people really well, they're going to treat you well back. That's just how the world works. If you treat them badly, how do you think that's going to end? So treat your people better than you would probably want to be treated. That's how we approach things.
And this is only from a photographer standpoint. There are a lot of other vendors to consider. So you can always ask them, what's like one or two things that I could do before the wedding day or on a wedding day that would just speed up the process to make your job easier, and that would just make all around the day funner for everyone
and make you happy. That's really Good. What's your fave? What can I do to make you happy?
It makes me happy to make you happy.
Anyways, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.